Joe Tagabon was the second of five children born to Mike and Sandy Tagabon. He was the oldest boy. His mother calls him the ultimate big brother, not just to his siblings.
He was big brother to so many in the community. Wherever he was, he would take people under his wing.
When the Tagabon children were growing up, Sandy Tagabon ran a daycare in their home, and there were always kids around. As an adult, Joe's greatest gift, she says, was being able to connect with children. He was engaged to be married in the spring and looking forward to being a father.
He had an amazing love for kids, and he was this big, loud, exuberant guy, and they were drawn to him like a magnet.
It's been said that Joe Tagabon never met a stranger.
Everywhere he went, he had the ability to talk to people and to reach out to them as if he'd known them all his life, even if he just met them.
As a kid, he played Little League baseball, basketball, and soccer. He was an avid snowboarder, hunter, and fisherman.
He could outfish anybody.
About 2005, Tagabon discovered indoor hockey. Tom McKenzie works at the Treadwell Ice Arena and played hockey with him.
He was a forward, you know. He was a bigger guy, so, you know, he definitely used his body a lot more.
He spent a lot of time in the penalty box, actually. He was a very aggressive player.
McKenzie says Tagabon was pretty competitive and seldom missed a game until he started working at the mine. The Kensington Gold Mine is about 45 miles northwest of Juneau. Many employees stay at the mine site for their work week. Tagabon was born and raised in Juneau. He graduated from Juneau Douglas High School in 1999, went on to study at a Bible college in Colorado, then worked with the youth ministry at Juneau Christian Center. His love for children also took him to Juneau Youth Services, where he worked at Cornerstone Crisis Intervention Center. He spent some time in Oregon, then came back to Juneau, and when Kensington began hiring, he enrolled at the University of Alaska Southeast Mine Training Center. About a year ago, Tagabon started working in the mill on the rock crushing machine. Then he went underground. He was working at the 1,260-foot level when the accident occurred last week. A preliminary report from the Mining Safety and Health Administration indicates that a blast of rock shot through a previously drilled hole and struck him. That section of the mine remains closed while the investigation is underway. His parents say he enjoyed his work and was proud to be part of the Kensington team. Sandy Tagabon says Joe had found his niche at the mine. She says they have no regrets that their son chose mining for his career.
We valued the work that Joey was doing, and we know that he valued it so much, and it's important to us that we honor the work that he was doing.
Memorial services for Joe Tagabon are today at 3 p.m. at the Juneau Christian Center, followed by a 5 p.m. reception at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.